This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root back in the saddle, hour number two. Hour number two, Wednesday the 23rd of February. We're almost to March. We've almost made it. And by the time we get to March, it's going to be an exciting month because the truckers are going to be in Washington, D.C. by then. Two caravans filled with thousands of truckers will hit Washington, D.C. And I want to talk right now with my great friend Nikki Ballou about what's happening in Canada, all inspired by the truckers. So without further ado, let's get them on at the top of the hour. I rarely ever have guests, but what's happening in Canada is big news. It is unprecedented. The things that are happening are shocking. By the moment when Trudeau invoked this Emergency Powers Act, it was shocking. It was frightening. It was unimaginable. And now that he's revoked the act, it's shocking and unimaginable. I never thought he would lose like that, but there's probably very good reason. He was about to get creamed on the Senate floor of the Parliament. Nikki Ballou, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, it's an honor to be here, man. I'm doing great. It's a great day for freedom today, brother.
Yes, Nikki is the co-author of my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. So it's our book. Nikki and I wrote The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and we're fast at work on a couple of new books. And so Nikki's kind of my partner in all these writing ventures now. And he is from the Great North, Canada. He is a Ottawa resident. He was a reporter, basically, a correspondent on the Canadian trucker convoy. First of all, tell everybody what it was like to be kind of embedded with the convoy. What was it all like?
I'm actually a Toronto resident, but I do visit Ottawa a lot. I just want to make that correction. We don't want to be like the mainstream media and not do that.
Here we go.
You know what? It was absolutely incredible. It was like a party, not a protest. You had kids in bouncy castles. You had people playing music, incredible music, like the music that you play on your show, right? And there were people dancing in the streets. There were people at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier spontaneously breaking out into songs, singing Oak Canada, which is our national anthem. We had veterans there hugging, you know, truckers. We had truckers hugging women and children. It was incredible. It was completely unlike, for example, a BLM or Antifa type protest where, you know, there's people with weapons and implements that they use to commit arson and destroy property. There was no property destroyed. Wayne, they actually had garbage bags. This protest made the city cleaner than it was before the protest. I mean, who does that?
Well, yeah, well, Canadians, it's the cleanest country I've ever been to in my life. You guys are amazing. I mean, every time I visit Canada, I'm like, I could eat off the sidewalk. I've never seen a place so clean in my entire life. It's kind of amazing. And the other comment I'll have is you said they were dancing in the streets. You're very hardy people because I don't know how you dance in the streets when it's 10 below zero. You guys are unbelievable. Too cold for me to be dancing. That's why I live in Las Vegas. I like the sun out. To me, today is winter. It's about 53 degrees outside and windy and a little bit cloudy. Tony. That, to me, is about as bad as winter should ever get. But anyway, on to
Buddy,
what
we
happened.
Take our shirts off, man, and we're out of in that type of weather.
You guys are funny. Nikki Ballew, tell me about Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. What would have caused him today to backtrack completely and eat crow and revoke his little prized Emergency Powers Act? Tell us what happened.
Well, look, the Canadian system is a parliamentary system. So for him to be able to continue to make use of the Emergency Act, Emergencies Act, which is the actual name of the act, he would need to get the assent of the House of Commons, but he'd also need to get the assent of the Senate. So he got the assent of the House of Commons because together with Jagmeet Singh, who is a far-left communist and actually also a man who's a bit of a misogynist and a racist himself. I got to tell you, though he claims to be an anti-racist, he's not that. They had the votes. They cobbled the votes to get assent in the House of Commons. Today, though, was the day that the Senate was going to vote on it. And the Senate had been debating this thing. Now, the Senate is an interesting creature. It's not like the Senate in the United States. Senators are appointed, and they're appointed by the prime minister. And Trudeau started appointing people that were not partisans. Now, they were ideologues. They were all left-wing academic types, but they were not liberal partisans. This is an important point to understand. And as a result, because they weren't liberal partisans, even though they were left-wing academics, a lot of them were uncomfortable with government power, uncomfortable with any government having the ability to come and freeze people's accounts and be able to throw them in jail on any pretext that they want. It is my belief that a lot of the left-wingers in the Senate who are not partisan liberals decided that they could not go along with this. And he knew that. And in fact, there are sources that are saying this, that that's what was happening. The Senate was about to vote this down. The way the Canadian system works is if they had voted this down, the Emergencies Act would end immediately. Immediately. It would be gone. They'd have no more powers to do what they did. Now, when Trudeau revokes the act, he's actually got a little bit of time to still have some maneuver room to work with the act. Now, Canadian banks today have started unfreezing accounts because they got an earful from a bunch of their clients. And in fact, I have an inside source in Canada's biggest bank. And my inside source said that he got a memo from the bank saying that they had tens of thousands of customers coming and demanding the right to pull out all their money from the bank.
Good.
And the bank started freaking out. They said, no, we won't do that. We can only give you a certain amount of your money back. So they started unfreezing all accounts and saying they'd no longer be freezing any accounts. That's what happened. I think Trudeau had to yell uncle because the banks weren't cooperating with him, and he was about to lose in the Senate. He did not want to risk public humiliation that way.
All right, let me ask you, maybe I didn't concentrate enough when you were talking, and maybe you said this, and I didn't quite hear it or understand it or grasp it. But, Nikki, in America, the House is very liberal, right? Our House, which is your version of the House of Commons, is more in control of Joe Biden. The Senate is a 50-50 split in America, and generally correct, much more conservative and harder to get to go along with something radical. Is that kind of the exact same way you've got it there in Canada? Was the House more liberal? And the group that was going to vote today, is it the Senate? Is that what it's called, the Senate?
The Senate, yeah.
Yes, more conservative.
Yes and no. That the House is definitely more left-wing in Canada right now, but this is only because the Liberals and the NDP have combined a majority of the seats. Okay, we've got a strong conservative contingent, and funnily enough, the Bloc Québécois, which is a separatist party that is advocating for Quebec to separate from Canada,
that would be good.
More than even the Conservative Party to protect Canada. They said flat out they're against this. It should not happen in Canada, much more strongly than even the Conservatives said. The Senate typically is more conservative than the House. It has become more liberal under Trudeau because he gets to appoint all the senators. Senators are not elected in Canada.
Wow.
Senators are appointed. But he didn't appoint partisan liberals. He just appointed left-wing intellectuals. And these left-wing intellectuals happened to have a streak of civil libertarianism in them, and they were not prepared to go along with Trudeau's invocation of this tyrannical act. That's why he was about to lose. He had left-wingers who were civil libertarians, traditional type of liberals, not the modern kind of crazy leftist Marxist liberals that don't give a good gosh darn about civil liberties.
All right. Well, I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, first of all, in America, you've got some liberals who have a little bit of a libertarian streak as well. We call libertarian kind of you're for personal freedom and for, you know, protecting your civil liberties. And so there even it used to be in America, Nikki, the ACLU, as much as I despise them because they're so left wing and so bleeding heart and so communistic, as much as I despise them, there were times where I liked the ACLU because they were fighting for human rights and civil rights that I believed in. But the ACLU in America has gone so far left. Not once during this entire COVID disaster have they ever backed someone who was against vaccine mandates or mask mandates or lockdowns or declaring businesses non-essential. They never defended our rights, ever. And that disgusted me. And they're just frauds. Now they're just pure, you know, a wing of the Democrat Party. That's all the ACLU is. But I'm glad to hear the Senate has a few civil libertarians that were willing to stand against this. In America, Nikki, lots and lots of people have not taken the vaccine at all. I think it's as high as 50%, and we're being lied to. I think about half the people have not taken it. In Canada, is it like 90% have gone along with it?
Well, that's what they say, but I don't believe that. Because I got to tell you, I personally happen to know many, many people who have not taken the shot. And I can tell you this. In Ontario, Doug Ford, our premier, who's theoretically a conservative, but honestly is acting as bad and as tyrannical as some Democrats in the U.S. are, that fellow imposed the vaccine passport requirement so that if you wanted to, for example, go into a restaurant or go into a gym, you'd have to show that. And I can tell you this, there's some restaurants and gyms that I frequented, and their membership dropped precipitously. Over 50% of the people that used to go there stopped going there. These restaurants were starting to yell, uncle. So I don't believe it's as high as 90%, even though the government says it is.
Good, 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 good. I'm glad to hear that we got some fight with our neighbors in the north. Nikki Ballew, you know I'm on your side. I'm always on your team. He's the co-author of my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. So it's our book, Nikki and Wayne Ruth, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. We thank you for your time and being our Canadian correspondent. We'll have you come on from time to time to let us know and update us what's going on up there. God bless you. Oh, Canada. Thank you, Nikki.
Friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allyn Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allyn Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on to energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Energy is essential to...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
On the Way Down the Root Show, the root's on fire. You will get satisfaction here. All right, I'm exhausted. It's been a long day. I got to tell you something. The Alex Jones Show, for all the people that make fun of Alex Jones, and all the liberals that claim he's a wacko, and all the moderates that say he's too extreme, he has the biggest audience you've ever seen. Whenever I used to go on Fox News, I used to get 20 to 25 people to make a comment, to text me and or email me and say, you know, these are my friends now. These are not my fans. These are just friends of mine. When you could get 20 to 25 friends who all saw you in one appearance on Fox News, that tells you the whole world watches Fox News. There are millions watching. And I've never found anything else ever since then, anything like that. And, you know, like Newsmax claims they're so great. Meanwhile, anytime I've made a guest appearance on Newsmax, forget about my show, but anytime I made a guest appearance on Newsmax, like one person, hey, saw you, Wayne, one. Fox used to be 20, 25, one on Newsmax. Today, I guest hosted the Alex Jones Show for an hour, plus I was a guest for half an hour, so I was 90 minutes on the Alex Jones Show. 25 plus of my friends texted me and said, oh my God, I can't believe I'm watching my favorite Alex Jones and you're on. I had no idea Alex Jones was their favorite. And they're like, I'm so proud, I'm so honored, oh my God, my friend Wayne is with Alex Jones. I didn't even know any of my friends liked Alex Jones. I didn't know any of my friends watched Alex Jones. All I do is work. I had no idea how popular the guy was. He has as much popularity as Fox News, according to my own little, My own little study. It's not a perfect study. It's not a proven study. But I've done hundreds of appearances, and not one of them ever gets 25 people to say, oh, my God, I'm watching you right now, except Fox News and Alex Jones. So that was some appearance on Alex Jones today. Wow. Ambio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support patriotic companies fighting to help Americans. One of my favorite companies, Ambio Life. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and their natural silver mouthwash 3 times a day and the silver gel on my face every night before I go to bed. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. And many of my listeners have shared their stories, like Yari, who wrote, I decided to try these products as a recommendation from Wayne. The result, since taking the silver solution, I felt better than I have in years, and I've not been sick. The good folks at Ambio Life realize inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners a special 30% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone. 30% off to Wayne Root listeners of all the products at Ambio Life, including the ones I love, the alkaline structured silver, the natural silver mouthwash, and the silver gel. Visit Ambio Life, that's Ambio Life, A-M-E-O Life, and use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30%. ROOT30 to save 30%, or give them a call. Order at 800-422-8148. 800-422-8148. Remember to say Route 30 to receive 30% off. 800-422-8148. I mean, here's an example. What just came in right now? I remember as a kid, we used to belong to this club, and there were two couples that were friends with my parents. I mean, my parents have been dead. My parents have been dead 30 years. This is the 30th anniversary. My parents have been dead 30 years, and this couple was friends of my parents all those years ago, 40 and 50 years ago, and their daughter just emailed me. I haven't heard from her in 30 years. Their daughter just emailed me and said, I saw you on Alex Jones. I'm so proud of you. I can't believe I know Wayne Root. Wow, Alex Jones has some appeal. Jeez. Thank you for letting me on, Alex. Thank you for letting me share your platform. Great stuff. And that's the news. I'm on every Tuesday now. I'm the guest host of Alex Jones Show every Tuesday from 12 noon to 1 o'clock West Coast time, and that would be 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock East Coast time. So other than, you know, times where he takes over because he's got some special guest or I'm on a trip, it'll be every Tuesday with Wayne Root. I'm Alex Jones, and we're working on getting me on his platform 5 days a week. And we're working on getting me on a second platform 5 days a week. We're working on a third platform 5 days a week. So lots of things are happening. I don't know if I can do all three. I have no idea if I have the time or if I have the wherewithal or if I have the voice. There's only so much a human being can do. My voice is already cracking. So hoarse. Hard to keep it alive nowadays. Lots more to talk about when we get back. And another great guest when we get back, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the man who's trying to save the world. Great doctor. Vladimir Zelenko is up next.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House claims U.S.-led sanctions will have big impacts on the Russian economy.
Borrowing costs for the Russian government has spiked to almost 11%. Foreign investors are fleeing Russia. The ruble is trading at its weakest level since November.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters that economic and humanitarian aid is also pouring into Ukraine. The Biden administration is setting aside $450 million to help unclog U.S. ports. The money comes from the trillion-dollar infrastructure bill Congress approved late last year. Clogged ports are linked to global supply chain problems that arose during the height of the COVID pandemic. U.S. ports will soon be able to apply for the available money. The market is down amid growing Russia-Ukraine tensions, the Dow losing 465 points. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
right, way down the roots. By the way, I promised Nikki Ballou, who was our guest at the top of the hour of this hour number two on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, I promised Nikki Ballou that I would mention when I got back from the break, and I was remiss, I didn't, so I'll do it now. Pat King and Tamara Lick are the two, basically two convoy organizers of the Canadian Truckers Convoy, and they're both stuck in miserable conditions in an Iowa prison. And just like the January 6th protesters, they're not offering them any bail, any way to get out, or offering them bail so high they can't get out. I'm unclear which one it is, but they can't get out. Murderers get out. Muggers get out. BLM never even gets in prison. They leave them alone no matter what they do. But when you're a conservative, you can't get out. When you're BLM, it's not terrorism. You're a hero. When you're a trucker who earns a living and pays taxes into the system and they're trying to force vaccinate you and you don't want to be vaccinated and you peacefully protest, you're a terrorist. BLM's a hero. You're a terrorist. Pat King and Tamara Lick are heroes who organized the trucker convoy stuck in miserable prison conditions. Pray for them. And if you could find a way, I don't know the way, I should ask Nikki for tomorrow's show, if you could find a way to contact Canadian Parliament or the Office of Canadian Senators or Canadian Parliamentary Members or Justin Trudeau's office or the police, you've got to tell them to let these people out. They're heroes, not criminals. Pat King and Tamara Lick. Just wanted to make sure you knew that. All right, we got our guest with us, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who's one of my heroes. And what makes him a hero is that he saved literally millions of lives by warning people about the terrible things happening with the vaccine, not just the vaccine mandate, the idea that you're forced to vaccinate, but once you do vaccinate, you could die. Your immune system could be destroyed. It's like AIDS. It's called VAIDS, V-A-I-D-S. It's a syndrome that comes from the vaccine that destroys your immune system. Every single week it gets worse and worse until after about a year you have no immune system at all anymore. And if you've had two vaccines, it's worse. If you've had three, it's even worse. If you have four, it's even worse. And the more you do to yourself, the worse it is. This guy's been ringing the alarm bell for the whole world. And he's a sponsor on our show. And I take his vitamins, his Z-Pack, which is amazing, which has the big four in it. You know, zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D and quercetin. And he is just one of my heroes. And I love everything he says and does. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hey, Wayne. Thanks so much for having me.
I want to make sure everyone knows how to reach you, by the way. You can buy his Z-Stack product, which is an amazing product, science-based formula, using natural vitamins, not drugs, the big four, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, quercetin. It's called Z-Stack. Two capsules a day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. And all you do is go to Root for America, my website, rootforamerica.com. And you see the big Z near the top. And it says Z for Z-Stack and Z for Zelenko. And you click on it and you're on your way to boosting your immune system with Z-Stack. Evidence is clear, Dr. Zelenko, that COVID-19 is a man-made weapon. And the question is, how do you treat this man-made weapon? Let's go over it again. I know my listeners have heard you many times and heard me all day, 3 hours a day about this. But you are a brilliant, learned doctor, MD, and I want people to hear. How do you fight this man-made weapon best?
Well, so the evidence for the last 20 years, both from the patents and from the peer-reviewed scientific papers, show that, this weapon was started to be built in 1998 and it was finished in 2015. And basically that was gain-of-function research where they took a virus that belonged to a bat, a benign bat coronavirus. They were able to amplify its destructive power to human lungs, and then make it infectious to human beings. So there were several stages of development of this bomb. And in March of 2020, I saw a video that explained, a paper actually, that explained how this could be treated potentially by using zinc ionophores and zinc. And I said, my God, this is such a good idea. And I built my protocol on that. And so that's where hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin came from, which I informed the president. But then Cuomo blocked access to hydroxychloroquine, so I needed to find a substitute to be able to get zinc into the cell. So the science behind it is very elegant. It's the zinc that does all the viral killing. It inhibits the virus from making copies. But the zinc needs to get into the cell, and that it can't do on its own. It needs a delivery system. So my famous analogy is a gun and a bullet. Consider the zinc as a bullet, and the gun is the delivery system. So hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin are the best, but if you can't get them, then there's substitutes that are over the counter. Quercetin, so that's what's in my product, Z-Stack. It's quercetin and zinc, vitamin C, and of course I put in vitamin D3, not because it's good for COVID, but because it's good for general immune system health. And so that was an important component to it. And if you start treatment within the first few days of symptoms, that's key. And by the way, finally the CDC, after 2 years, a week ago, started recommending the treatment of COVID within the first few days of symptoms. It took them 2 years to come to that conclusion. You know how many hundreds of thousands of people died because they discouraged early treatment.
But even though they've come out now, we're talking to Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, even though they've come out, Dr. Z, and finally admitted early treatment's important, they didn't say early treatment with ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. They're still bad-mouthing those two, and it's hard to even get them at pharmacies in the United States. So what are they saying early treatment with is the question.
Well, that's the irony. They're trying to push remdesivir out of the hospital. Into the outpatient setting, so you can go to like a
Remdesivir is the one that causes organ damage that is totally ineffective and highly expensive, right? That's the one.
And the one that killed a ton of people.
Right.
People went into kidney failure.
Right.
And so everyone was blaming COVID, but in reality, it was the remdesivir that was doing it.
Right. So now they're recommending early treatment.
Now
with
they
killer.
Want to push that. They're hijacking basically the narrative of doctors like myself to treat early, but they want to treat early with deadly drugs up to starting at the age of 6 months.
Incredible. And by the way, I've collected this, every time I see a great article with studies that prove ivermectin works fantastically, effectively and fantastically, I grab the link to that article and I put it on a sheet on my homepage of my desktop. And that sheet now has like 50-plus articles from around the world quoting studies that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine are highly, highly effective against COVID and other viruses. So what kind of insanity is it that we have this kind of proof in hundreds of countries, in hundreds of studies, and the CDC still does not acknowledge ivermectin? Matter of fact, they just put out a new study that showed ivermectin doesn't work.
So there's a two-tier system. If you look at the former colonies of the British Empire, you'll see where I'm going in a minute. Canada, New Zealand, and Australia, they're the most tyrannical on the planet. And in Australia specifically, in New South Wales, any doctor that prescribes ivermectin goes to jail, for COVID, goes to jail for 6 months. And the government tells you the reason, because it encourages vaccine hesitancy. In other words, because the drug works so well, people take it, they get better, they choose not to take the shot. And so doctors are being imprisoned for practicing good medicine and saving the lives of their patients, which sends the message to other people that there's a better approach than this poison death shot. But what's ironic is that the Queen of England yesterday, Queen Elizabeth, and I hope she gets better, was diagnosed with COVID, and guess what she was given? Ivermectin. So the hypocrisy is obvious. And, you know, we've been having the same conversation for 2 years. But at this point, the evidence is clear that the motivation behind the bioweapon of mass destruction of COVID-19 and the suppression of life-saving medications and the deplatforming of doctors that were advocating proper treatment and giving patients hope. The whole agenda was to maintain global psychosis through the use of fear and isolation and use that psychological trauma to motivate humanity to take the vaccines. But the vaccines have nothing to do with your health. There's other agendas here or rationale why the vaccines are being pushed on people. But it's definitely not for your health.
Hey, Dr. Zelenko, we're rushing to a break. Can I keep you to the break and bring you back on the other side for more education for my listeners? You available?
Sure.
Good. Let's keep you on. Especially, let's talk about Israel and what the vaccine has done to my fellow Jews in Israel. My God. Hitler tried to wipe us out. He didn't succeed. But the Jewish people are doing it to themselves? This is crazy. We'll be right back with Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. I'm Wayne on the Root. The Root's on fire.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see my pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patented. This liquid vitamin spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better and the painful finger sticks and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Are you looking for something different to experience?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, way down the roof, the despots, the tyrants, the dictators, the communists, they're all around us. Trudeau's government orders Canadian banks to unfreeze bank accounts of people who participated in or donated to the Freedom Convoy after he was condemned by world leaders. Everywhere you look, people put down Trudeau and said, what a Hitler-like, Stalin-like freak, tyrant, dictator. Unbelievable. Isn't that nice of him? He tells the Canadian banks to unfreeze the bank accounts. And what did my last guest, Nikki Ballou, my co-author of the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, say? He said that the reason the banks were screaming is because all the conservatives came in and said, I want my life savings out now. I want it now. Taking all my money out of your bank. You people are animals. Great job. Great job. Great job. Great job. Let's finish up with Dr. Zelenko. He does a great job. He's got Z-Pack is part of the Z-Stack. No, it's not. I'm just joking. It's all vitamins, all natural. Quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D are what Z-Stack is all about. And this is the doctor who developed the Zelenko protocol, which had hydroxychloroquine, zinc sulfate, and that famous Z-Pack, and it reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. Now he's got this natural vitamin formula called Z-Stack. How do you get it? You get it at rootforamerica.com. That's my website. You click on the link near the top with a big giant Z for Z-Stack, and you purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Just two capsules a day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. Let's talk about Israel, Dr. Zelenko, because I'm a Jew. I've always been the most pro-Israel person you'd ever meet. I love Israel. I've donated to Israel. I want to help Israel. I want to save Israel. I want to protect Israel. I want to defend Israel. And we had a great president who did all of that named President Donald J. Trump, and the Jewish people voted against him. That makes a lot of sense. But more importantly, what are they doing to themselves with this vaccine and the booster and the endless new updated boosters? The Jewish people in Israel, as far as I could see, are literally helping to kill themselves.
Well, what Hitler started, the current Israeli government is finishing.
It's crazy. Why? But why? Explain to me why. Why would they do this?
Unfortunately, you have to separate the Jewish people from the current Israeli government. Israel is a secular state built on socialist principles. The Jewish people are God's chosen people to bring the word of and the law of God into the world. Two separate concepts completely. And the Israeli government does not serve the interests of Jewish people. And I'll tell you what interaction I had in March of 2020. After I sent my letter to President Trump that he had referred to when he said he's taking hydroxychloroquine, I had sent the same letter to Bibi Netanyahu, and he did receive it. I have confirmation of that. 3 days later, he called Prime Minister Modi from India, and India had made a moratorium in shipping out hydroxychloroquine because the whole world was asking for it, and it needed it for its own people. But Modi did a favor for Netanyahu, and 4 million pills were sent to Israel. They sat in a warehouse, and they were never used. And I couldn't understand what happened. So there was apparently in May 2020 a secret deal signed with Pfizer, which basically sealed a death warrant on the Israeli people. And Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer on CNBC, in an interview said that Israel is the biggest laboratory in the world. Just to give you the background of how this happened. Now, the Israeli funeral directors, this is in Israeli papers, have reported a 10x or 10 times the number of deaths, and especially wow. with younger people. And they don't have enough resources to give everyone a proper burial. And the official government narrative is that they're dying from Omicron. The problem with that narrative is that no one else is dying from Omicron. And so what's the story in Israel? So Israel is the most immunized country in the world, especially with multiple boosters. So especially with four boosters. And so what is really going on, and we have the academic papers to prove it, is that these vaccines are damaging the innate immune system. They're damaging the natural killer cells and T cells, and tumor suppressor genes, which keep cancers suppressed. And so what has happened is that at least 50% of the Israeli population has AIDS. Now, not, I didn't say HIV, but it has a acquired immune deficiency syndrome from the vaccine. It was vaccine-induced AIDS. And that's what the rest of the world is facing if, God forbid, they continue on this path.
Right, and Dr. Zlenko, I mean, all you're really talking about, let's break it down simply. We're running out of time here. We're up against a news break. But when you say AIDS or VAIDS, vaccine-induced AIDS, it's just the destruction of your immune system. That's all it means. It destroys your immune system until there's nothing left. Is that correct? Give me a quick answer. We're on the way. On the
you die from a cold.
Right, exactly.
It's a death sentence.
By the way, I know you have a new product coming out called Z-Flu to provide better nutritional and immune support against the flu, Z-Flu, to go along with Z-Stack. And we'll have all that information for you right here on the Wayne Allyn Root Show and, of course, at rootforamerica.com. Dr. Zlenko, thank you for all you do. God bless you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.